Hi, and welcome back to another edition of the New Starter Perspective series. This is where I get the chance to speak to those who have recently joined Varimed to find out how their first 6 months have been. Today, we're joined by Mark Holland. How are you doing, Mark?
Good, thank you, Ian. Good to be on board.
Excellent. So can you please tell me, what do you do at Varimed and how have you found your first 6 months so far?
Yeah, well, my job title is Head of Programming Delivery, which is actually quite a broad role covering a number of different areas of the business. I'm involved with a number of technology projects looking at processes and tech improvements, initially on internal platforms, but hopefully with an opportunity to look broader as well. Also working as part of some internal delivery teams. So I'm actually working as a consultant stack programmer for one of our clients. So advising them on CDIS standards, reviewing not just Varimed deliverables, but also their other vendor deliveries as well. Also work closely with the Varimed project management team, involved with resourcing, involved with recruitment, been doing a lot of that over the last few months as well. And another area I get involved in is looking a lot at the business management information. So the details that go up to the leadership team on how well the business is doing. And that gives me a great opportunity to sort of see how those numbers change and can improve, both with recruitment, with technology improvements and all of the above. So, you know, first 6 months has been busy, really busy in a good way. You know, I've had a great deal of exposure to a lot of different areas of the business, which has really helped me get on board quickly as well.
I think a lot of what you touched on there is a sign of kind of where Varimed are now as a company and where they seek to go in the future. I feel like we're in a transition from being maybe a small company for the first 10 years, and we're kind of transitioning to more of a perhaps, you know, medium-sized company. And as we get larger, we need to bring in these technologies to make our lives easier and to make us more efficient. We recently had an episode on the podcast with Stuart Malcolm where we talked about automation and efficiencies. And we spoke specifically there about, you know, statistical programming and how we can apply automations there. But what you're talking about is also applying technology to other aspects such as, you know, resourcing, recruitment and other things. So there's a lot to be done, you know, not just in the field of stats programming. So what have you achieved so far in your first 6 months in terms of, you know, coming up with new tools to help us more efficient?
Well, yeah, I mean, as you say, I can see that the growth of the business where it was even a couple of years ago to where it is now. And actually, you know, working closely with Stuart myself on some of those tools. And it's been great to be able to be part of that. And I've actually helped with some of the macro development that we'll be utilizing internally as well, you know, which is great to be able to get, you know, into the detail and hands-on with that and hopefully build items, build tools that, you know, we'll see the team members using for a long time. On the PM side as well, yeah, working quite close with the project management team, looking at proof of concepts, working with them, and I hope, you know, bringing my experience from my previous role of resource management of how we can better visualize, make that much more visible as to, you know, who's available at what point in time, where there's gaps, you know, what are the options to help fill those gaps as well. You know, so that's been, again, something really enjoyed getting into, being able to use my past experience and help that to help evolve Varimed go forward. And even on the business information side, we're getting a lot more into that over the last month or so. I've got a lot more deeper into that. And again, I'm constantly looking at similarities with previous role. It's the same information, but it's different, you know, and hopefully I can, you know, give an alternate view on that and help to refine and improve and make the information, you know, the collection of the information cleaner that comes ultimately from the project teams, but then, you know, the understanding of that information quicker and easier as well.
What challenges have you faced in the first 6 months?
My main challenge is probably having been in my previous role for 10 years, then coming to a new company. We're all talking the same language, but it's all slightly different. Everything's in a different place. You know, locations of information, exactly what the dialect is that we're talking. Having sort of been in a department where that's grown and you sort of evolve into knowing where everything is, you just know everything, because over time. And then you come to something and it's completely new. Everybody else knows everything and you're the person who knows nothing, you know, and really wanting to accelerate that learning. So that's been the biggest challenge, you know, being the new boy, not knowing anything, needing to put that effort in to get up to speed. I like to think I'm there now, but I think most days there's something new I'll find out. Oh, that's where that is. Oh, that's that piece of information. So that's probably been the biggest personal challenge as part of part of my onboarding.
No, I can definitely agree with you there. I spent 4 years at a different CRO. When I started here at Vermed, I felt like I'm starting again. Like I feel like I was a graduate again. I didn't know anything, didn't know where anything was, didn't know any of the processes. Like you said, it was similar, but you kind of felt like you've taken a huge step back and you do start doubting yourself.
Yeah.
Because when you've been at a company for so long, you feel like you've got all this knowledge. People come to you as a point of contact to ask questions because you know a lot of the answers. And it does take a bit of time to get to that point at a new company. And it is a difficult challenge that all people face when changing jobs. But what we'll say about Vermed is that, the support network that we have is fantastic. Everyone's always happy to help, regardless of what experience you come in with, whether you have 2 years experience or 20 years experience. We always make sure that people have somebody or even more likely a group of people that they can go to ask any questions. Okay, finally, Mark, before I let you go, what do you like most about working at Vermed?
It's certainly a super friendly environment. Actually, before I joined, I knew a couple of people who were working here and had some discussions with them, and everything that they've said, is true, which is good. There's a real focus and importance on people. Yeah, that's one of the priorities. And I think that one of the key things that for me, coming from a previous CRO, what I actually like about Vermed, that clearly getting work and new contracts is massively important for a CRO, but that's not done at all costs, certainly as I've seen it. It's done with thought to understand, how that would impact teams and have we got the experience and the skill set to deliver on those. And that's been actually quite refreshing as well. As you said just yourself just now, the network of everyone as well is great. I've always been able to find the answer to any question from somebody. Everyone's always happy to help with those questions. I don't think I've ever had anyone sort of turn a question down or make it feel like a question I've asked has been daft or why are you asking that? That's just not happened at all, which is great. And I have every expectation that will continue, and hopefully I feel that I'm becoming one of those team members now that people can come to and ask those questions, certainly as we're continuing to grow with new grads and new team members coming on board.
Brilliant, Mark, that's really, really nice to hear. Okay, well, that's it for today. Thank you again, Mark, for coming on, and thank you to those who have listened. And Mark, I wish you all the best with your future at Vermed.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me. Cheers.